Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Some 70 countries have reaffirmed that only a two-state solution could solve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and warned against any unilateral steps by either side that could prejudge negotiations. Final communique of the one-day International Middle East Peace Conference in Paris avoided criticizing plans by U.S. President-elect Donald Trump to move the American embassy to Jerusalem, although diplomats said the wording sent a subliminal message. We asked American University Middle East scholar Russell Stone where the Middle East peace process stands in light of the Paris meeting.
Where we stood before, there's not much movement, there's not much change in it. And I don't expect that there will be much change in the coming days. There will be controversy over the question of moving the embassy, but even if it is moved or regardless of how those discussions go, the actual process of moving toward a peace agreement is not moving.
Neither the Israelis nor the Palestinians were represented at the Paris Middle East Conference. With the inauguration of Gambian President-elect Adamo Barrow just days away, longtime ruler Yahya Jammeh said again he will not step down and has filed an injunction to block Barrow from taking office that should be on Thursday. He said the Gambians must wait for a ruling by the country's Supreme Court before he considers stepping down after more than 22 years. Mr. Jammeh, who initially accepted defeat after the December election, reversed course and said there was widespread fraud and demanded a new election. Meantime, ECOWAS has attempted to mediate the situation. This is VOA News. Health